Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
In Isle of Wight news this week, eligible island businesses have just 1 week remaining to provide details for the council to process payments under two key government grant schemes. The final date for details to be received via an online form at www.iwhite.com/COVID-19 business advice is 19th of August, with the government having set a deadline of 28th of August for last payments to be made. The two grant schemes are the Small Business Grant Fund and the Retail Hospitality and Leisure Fund. To date, a total of 4,152 island businesses have received £47.35 million in grant funding under the two schemes. A further 362 island businesses have received £2.95 million in grants under an additional local discretionary scheme, which closed in June on the island, but formally closes nationally on 28th of August. Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Business Development, Councillor Wayne Whittle, said this government grant funding has proved crucial to thousands of island businesses during these unprecedented times, and many were able to access the support at a very early stage to help them through the lockdown period. Meanwhile, a man found dealing drugs on the streets of Newport has been given a suspended prison sentence. Michael Hatch, 35, of Hertfordshire, was sentenced to a 2-year jail term, suspended for 2 years. He admitted possession with intent to supply a controlled drug of Class A. The court heard how on March 7th, 2019, Hatch ran away from police officers when they asked him to stop. Officers gave chase and caught up with him. Following a search of Hatch, 6 wraps of Class A drugs were found. Daniel Sawyer, prosecuting, said Hatch told police he had just bought the drugs, but upon the search of a property Hatch admitted to be staying in, a further 18 wraps were found. The total sum of the Class A drugs discovered were valued at £1,650. And finally, plans have been submitted to turn a piece of land near the rail tracks in Ryde into 11 business units. Proposals submitted to the Isle of Wight Council could see 2- and 3-storey buildings developed on the former timber yard and sawmill behind houses on St John's Wood Road, next to Munton Mead Brook. The site, which sits opposite the Ryde to Sandown Island Line rail line, has also been used for open storage and was last used as a car sales site, but has been empty since 2009. The development would also provide 37 car parking spaces for the 11 units. The outline plans proposed by Mrs. K. Miller are seeking the approval of the layout, scale and access to the site. Other matters such as the appearance of the buildings would be approved under reserved matters if the outline planning permission is granted. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotour.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 9th of August 1889 was when German mechanical engineer Rudolf Diesel obtained a patent for his internal combustion engine. Named after its inventor, the diesel engine is used in lots of machines, from cars and boats to generators and trains. Diesel engines have been popular for over 100 years, as they generate more pulling power, or torque, and they are more fuel efficient than petrol engines. The 11th of August 1897 was the birthday of Enid Blyton, one of the most famous children's authors in the world. Enid Blyton has sold more than 600 million copies of her books, including the famous Five and Far Away Tree series. In the 2008 Costa Book Awards, Ina Blyton was voted Britain's most loved author. On the 15th of August 1945, Japan surrendered to the Allies, ending World War II. After Germany surrendered, Japan was the only country that was left fighting, but it was unwilling to surrender. After the United States of America dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Nagasaki, Japan was forced to seek a quick surrender. Although the bombing was highly controversial, it is likely that it saved hundreds of thousands of Allied lives. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is peccant. P-E-C-C-A-N-T. It's an adjective that means having committed a fault or sin. It originated from the late 16th century, from the Latin word for sinning, or from the verb peccare. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Hello, this is James from Vectis Radio, doing a film review for the 2014 remake of RoboCop. RoboCop was a popular film series in the 1990s, and is now remade in 2014 with a different plot but the same general concept. When police officer Alex Murphy is injured in a car bomb explosion, he is turned into RoboCop, a crime-fighting machine. However, when his family get in the way of crime-fighting, and the man inside the machine starts to make an appearance, who will win? I tell you, but I don't want to spoil the film for you. That's all for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my funny sounding words part 2. First word is lollygag. L-O-L-L-Y-G-A-G. It means to mess around or waste time. Number 2, pandiculation. P-A-N-D-I-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. It means the action of stretching and yawning at the same time. Number 3, nudiustertion. N-U-D-I-U-S-T-E-R-T-I-A-N. It means the day before yesterday. Number 4, bloviate. B-L-O-V-I-A-T-E. It means someone who talks excessively. Number 5, brouhaha. B-R-O-U-H-A-H-A. It means a big event. And finally, borborygm. B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M. The rumbling sound in the stomach. In Isle of Wight news this week, equipment made by an Isle of Wight firm is being used in the fight to stop oil destroying the coastline of the Indian Ocean island nation with Mauritius and killing its wildlife. Emergency response containment booms, which East Cowes firm Vicoma had already supplied to the island, is being used by teams there as oil leaks from a grounded cargo ship. Local people have also had to rely on fabric sacks stuffed with sugarcane leaves after a ton of oil escaped the stranded Japanese ship MV Wakashio. Meanwhile, those heading to the seaside this summer are being urged to stay clear of swimming around Ryde Harbour due to strong currents that can quickly catch you off guard. Ryde Beach lifeguards were involved in the rescue of 6 children on Monday, with a further 8 people assisted at Ryde this week. Todd Miller, beach manager, has said, "With RBLGs performing more rescues today, we are urging bathers to remain close to the shore and to not swim by Ryde Harbour, where there is a strong current that can quickly catch you off guard. We all want to cool off in the scorching weather, but please don't forget the dangers involved going out of your depth." And finally, scientists in Southampton believe 4 bones recently found on the Isle of Wight belong to a new species of theropod dinosaur, the group that includes Tyrannosaurus rex and modern-day birds. The dinosaur lived in the Cretaceous period, 115 million years ago, and is estimated to have been up to 4 meters long.
The bones were discovered on the foreshore at Shanklin last year and are from the neck, back and tail of a new dinosaur, which has been named Pterovenator inopinatus. The name refers to the large air spaces in some of the bones, one of the traits that helped the scientists identify its theropod origins. These air sacs, also seen in modern birds, were extensions of the lung, and it is likely they helped fuel an efficient breathing system while also making the skeleton lighter. The fossils were found over a period of weeks in 2019 in three separate discoveries, two by individuals and one by a family group, who all handed in their finds to the nearby Dinosaur Isle Museum at Sandown. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.